This episode of the Behind the Mask podcast is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you know you're getting the real deal. Whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gym, or sneakers and streetwear that make every step feel fly. Remember that first style piece or luxury item you just had to have? How did it make you feel when you finally got it? These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. When you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. That means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's authenticated by real experts. Why is this the new way to shop? eBay is where you can find rare, limited-run pieces and special colorways you can no longer find in stores. Listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere, and it's real tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, that's easy. So again, look for the blue check mark. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Behind the Mask.
Yo, we back Behind the Mask podcast. Spice had to dip out for a second. But I couldn't have any other people join me today than one, my big bro, All-Pro Hall of Famer, number 99, All-Decade for the 99 and the 2000s.
Two teams?
Two decades.
Oh, man. That's good work.
Big Bear, big bro, Warren Sapp joining us. Finally man, got him.
A pleasure.
And then, of course, my homie, man. LeVar Arrington, yeah. No stranger to the Behind the Mask podcast. And his Penn State Nittany Lions lost to Ole Miss in the Peach Bowl. Co-key running the back. My bad, LeVar Arrington. You know Ole Miss, we don't get that much,
no,
bro.
No, we lost to Rutgers, so I don't even want to talk about the bowl game right now.
Oh, my God.
What's good, fam? Good to see you. I got two defensive players with me, you know what I'm saying? Much love, as always.
LeVar, you played both ways, didn't you?
I did.
Me too.
I did.
You got two ways.
Yeah, but I'm talking about y'all killed. Y'all killed. I'm going to tell you a funny story about Sapp, bro. Obviously, brief cup of coffee with the Bucks. Sapp was down there, and I don't know if you remember this, but we in practice, we locked in. This is the year y'all won the Super Bowl. So everybody's chilling, walk through, special teams walk through. Sapp was down there, and this is back when we had newspapers. So everybody's on the sideline with the fucking newspapers, right? So everybody's reading what's going on in the papers. Sapp is looking like, yo, cats ain't locked in. So they passed me the paper. I didn't give a fuck about the paper. Pass me the paper. I look at it for 2 seconds. Pop, pop. Smack the shit out of my hands. I'm like, what the fuck is you doing? He said, what the fuck is you doing? I'm like, I ain't even want the paper. Yo, they just passed it to me, yo. But the whole part of the story is how focused you was.
Knowing
we going on the run. We ain't had and you balked on everybody. What the fuck y'all looking at this paper for? Y'all need to be studying what's going on this field because we got a Super Bowl run, bro.
Let's go. We got to go, baby. We
got
to go.
And went got it.
Yeah.
Yo. Listen, man, you know you only get so many shots at this thing. Right, when that window closed,
don't get it.
It's closed.
Yeah. Right.
Ask Dan Marino. Dan Marino walked in the door his second year in the league. Never saw another.
Never saw another.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Never saw another one. Yo, yeah. Talk about that focus, though, bro. Obviously, all decade team, 99, 2000, yes. Hall of Fame career, man. Talk about that focus, bro.
I was very, very fortunate to walk in the National Football League and have men like Barney Bussey, Thomas Everett, Charles Demery, Martin Mayhew, who's the GM of the Washington Commanders, Hardy Nickerson in the middle, mm-hmm. Lonnie Marks outside. You know what I'm saying? Real grit, that grizzled veterans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they wasn't making no money. Hardy's one of the original names in the Reggie White case.
Mm-hmm.
He one of the name complaints that got us free agency. So, I mean, they taught me. And then my grandma always said, boy, tomorrow ain't promised to you. So, boy, you better take advantage of the day. So,
right.
I've always been that country bunker, baby, that if you give me a shot at it, I'm gonna take a bite.
Yeah.
I want it.
Facts.
And to do that, you got to be on your game.
Yeah, whole facts. And Vaughn, man, obviously, stellar career, you know what I'm saying, in the NFL. What would it have meant to you, though, if you had a Warren Sapp? You had some dope D-tackles in front of you, but a Warren Sapp.
I never played with a Warren Sapp. Yeah. I mean, if you played with Warren Sapp, you played with a Warren Sapp. He won a one. I mean, for me, you respect it. You respect it for what it's worth, and you try to be the best that you can be. Mm-hmm. And
you send threats when Warren Sapp is coming to your stadium. Well, you run through my stretch, it's going
down.
Talk
about that, dude.
Okay, so hold on.
Let's
talk about this, all right? He talk about grandma and where he came from, and I'm a you dude.
Fact.
People don't know this. I'm a you dude.
Exactly.
I just ended up going to Penn State. I grew up watching them.
Yeah.
One of my closest friends is one of the Marley brothers, right?
Yeah, facts.
I was a U dude. I just didn't want to leave my family.
Facts.
I'm from Pittsburgh.
Six, yeah.
So I went to play there, but I was going to Miami. Mm-hmm. And that was during Bubba and all of them.
Yeah, the boys were right.
Kelly, all like, you know, and I was going there. So you gotta understand, I grew up that way.
Yeah.
And growing up that way, the youth leagues, you had rules. There were rules. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at it as an adult and you're seeing Saps taking people's heart before the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I already knew dudes was already like getting nervous over what was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I see these dudes, the first thing they say in the meet, the first thing the D coordinator say in the meeting, Warren Sapp's going to come, he's going to try to skip through the line and he's going to try to intimidate you guys.
Yeah, get you off your game early.
I sat there and said, what? You know, you know what I said.
Yeah.
You know what I said.
In some version.
You know what I said.
Of course.
What's that, bro?
What you think I said? Like, I ain't going to say it on camera.
No,
camera.
You can't
like,
say it. You can't say it. No.
You know what I said.
Great editors.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at the dudes' faces, and I'm like, this is real.
Yeah.
Like, because there was one teammate, I leave him nameless.
Please.
Was on the field when he skipped on him in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how y'all do that? Like, where you come from? Because the 50-yard line is that's the line in the sand. That's the tracks.
But I come from the goal line.
And he comes.
The shit was disrespectful, yo. Straight up at that.
Whoa. Bruh,
he had such a good time doing it though.
And nobody
just skip all through your line.
And nobody did shit.
I wasn't paying no attention to it until it was brought to my attention.
Yo.
It was brought to my attention. And then I was like, Sat would not respect me if I didn't say it. Because I don't even want, I don't want that smoke. Nah, I ain't want the smoke. I ain't trying to mess with his big ass.
But you're going to make sure that.
Because I had to set a tone for my team.
Yes, facts.
So that set the tone for us going into the game.
Facts.
You know what I mean? That said, so everybody was on alert, like yeah, Varsity. So it was like we rallied around that because we weren't very good. So we rallied around that. That's the story.
You know what, but the thing, I'm going to tell you something from an offensive lineman perspective that you guys might not know. I was on teams at times where we played y'all. And obviously I knew you. I knew you. We have a relationship. And – I told Sat before we got on, the reason I got so much love for him is because he don't fuck with offensive linemen. Straight up and down. But he always, am I lying?
Sat, it's a hit or miss on
you know what,
Sat.
You know
what
this is?
Period.
It is. He's the only offensive lineman that's going to come up to me by himself.
Yes.
Normally they come up in groups.
Yo.
And I don't play that.
Bro, you don't know if you're going to get a good Sat or if you're going to get the, it's just like,
always happy,
you
did
like.
Always happy,
with me, it's all love. It's fun.
We chew the same dirt.
Yes,
you know
indeed.
What I'm saying?
Yes, indeed. So,
I know that's.
But this times, bro.
You got to be careful.
Now I'm good.
But
yeah.
But this times, I'm going to tell you, there's times when we in team meeting rooms when we were on other teams going against you, and they're like, yo, you too, you know Sap, right? I say, yeah, that's my homie, yo. They say, well, what are you talking about? What are you going to do today? I'm like, what? Like, why you ask? Yo, we got to do our job to try to stop this man.
I won't
this
be like,
but that's why.
But,
yeah,
man, it ain't necessarily
happening. That's greatness, though.
That's greatness.
That's greatness. When you got to be, when you know.
That ass, bro.
When you hear the roar in the wilderness, they know it's the lion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so the only way you can combat that is by being a lion. You got to meet that. You got to meet it head on. So
every man puts his underwear on one leg at a time.
Come on, man.
Do they make them run off motor oil and gas?
There you go.
I want some of that.
Plus, I knew I was on defense, and I wasn't going to have to go against the sack.
So,
like, I could see if I was talking my you know, and I had to go up against it.
I haven't heard one of those. I haven't seen one of those.
Toyota is doing big things helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. The podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 micro grants. we get to find out what happened after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Polana Lamaye from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khalid El-Hakim from Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harris from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplify their movements, and or propel them to greater heights. Look for the Toyota After the Nudge podcast on Toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
One more quick one.
Come on.
You went to Oakland. I was with Carolina. Ooh. I just came back off a high ankle sprain. And I got in the game in the second half. Third down. Sapp got notorious for this at the end of his career. He would chill first and second down, like do his joint, you know what I'm saying? Money down, though, full speed. So I'm seeing him chilling, you know, stunting and shit. I'm like, oh, you know, this ain't big homie, we good. Nah. Inside. And he said, he just ran off the field. He said, funds, I got you. Remember that shit? Ran off the field. I was like,
but the dude,
we having fun, baby. Dude, this is what it is.
I'm not here to have like a fan session on Sapp, but I'm gonna give him his flowers while he's here.
Thank you while here.
Some of the quickest feet.
Feet, yeah.
Some of the quickest feet, and it's like when people talk about great players. I interviewed LT today.
Ooh.
And
yeah. The real LT.
The real LT.
A lot of guys run around talking about LT.
The standard. I said to him, did you ever have a problem with people just telling you how gifted you were? Because really to see what guys like them were able to do was brilliance.
Facts.
That's brilliance. Facts. And so people don't like giving that type of credit or putting that type of light on it. But if you look at that man's calf muscles, he had superhero ankles.
Dunking and everything.
Right?
Yeah, I remember.
That's called athletic look.
So you take, if you're able to take what your body is able to do and your mind is able to keep up with what your body is able to do, and it all.
You got to train it.
Yeah.
Train but it. It all fits in milliseconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mind is
we're not thinking.
That's brilliant.
There's only one football player that thinks, and that's the kicker. Which hands, where the wind, which direction. They ain't got nothing to do with us. Snap that ball, we go.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Right. So right. I always thought that was like the dopest thing to be able to like mimic. Like I didn't play D-line.
Yeah.
But I'd be damned if I didn't watch what he did with his hands. Watch what it like.
You got to take them hands. You got to get them hands off you. Get them hands off.
Hands
and feet move, baby.
Hands
and feet. Hands and feet.
So I'm playing linebacker like I'm a D-lineman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to get downhill and you're running. But you start to study the little nuances of what made dudes like him great. You know what I mean? It wasn't just, oh, he's an athlete. Like. Nah, this dude is stabbing. Look at him get to the shoulder. Look at him get to the wrist. Like, you're seeing all the aiming points. You're seeing all the different things that take place. And that's one thing that I always like.
The fundamentals.
The fundamentals of the game.
That's
always,
what's missing.
Yeah. And listen, Derrick Brooks is my favorite player. I loved his game. I wore 11. I went one number up. I wanted 10. The original story is I wanted 10 when I went to college.
Yeah, because he wore 10.
But somebody had it.
Yeah.
I was like, well, just be the first you. So I said, I'm going to go one number up. So that's how I ended up with 11. That's
like
a true story. And so the interesting thing was I watched him and him bang. I got VHS cassettes watching them on tape playing against each other and then seeing them in college. I'm watching their film to figure out what I want to do. I'm watching Tampa Bay's defense, even when I got in the league.
Cold-like.
Standards. So, a pretty cool deal, man.
They've lowered them.
Yeah.
They lowered the standard. So, and I wanted to ask you this. I asked LeVar this before, but I wanted to ask you this.
Uh-huh.
So, in today's game, who reminds you of a Warren Sapp?
There's only one Aaron. Aaron Donald does that move to perfection, and he jumps with it. And somebody explained to me why he jumps, because his arms aren't as long as mine. Yeah, he's got to jump to it. Yeah. I'm short too, but I got long arms.
I feel like you was taller than him.
Yeah, I got long arms. I got long arms. I got a wingspan. I got the wingspan of a 6'8" man.
Everybody jump, even though they don't have
to. It's dumb to jump.
They don't even have to, but
no,
they be jumping.
They be trying to jump. Like they call it a Euro step. I'm like, that's a Puma Boy shuffle. And he never even been to Europe. I don't know about no Euro step.
Which, by the way, Aaron Donald is from Pittsburgh, by the way.
Yes,
just let
him
claim
it. No, good boy.
Dog house. You know, they got a dog house in the Berg.
Right, bad boy. Bad boy.
I'm getting distracted.
My God.
I'm getting distracted by all of the great questions that are being asked.
At Walmart, there's a long list of black lead products that fit into your everyday lifestyle. Scotch Porter Beard Balm is tool approved, and ladies, you'll love Laid Hair Care, which makes having healthy hair easier, enjoyable, and more convenient. There's power in every purchase. Every time we buy a black lead brand, we open the door for the success of another black lead brand. So show black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
I know y'all got to get up out of here, too, but we're here for the big game, you know what I mean? Two dynamic offenses. So as a defensive player, which...
The Chiefs defense has carried the Chiefs offense.
This year?
This year.
Would you agree with that, Sapp?
No.
You don't think the Chiefs defense?
They're playing well.
Their defense. They get their offense.
Hey, I tell you what. That's what you're supposed to do. Defense does not win championships no more. Defense gives you a chance, and your $100 million quarterback got to take you home. That's why they keep up with fourth quarter comebacks and overtime wins. Mm. We don't know how many sack call fumble we got to end the game. They don't keep up with that.
San Fran's defensive line is not playing well.
Boy, the inside is horrid.
They're not playing well at all.
I got this. Which quarterback would you rather face?
I mean.
There you go. There you go.
Say it.
Purdy.
That is.
You don't think Purdy would be a quarterback that can?
No. We just said which quarterback we want to face. Now, ask a question.
Why?
Because Pat Mahomes introduced us something to football that we only thought we saw at the Great Western Forum watching Magic Johnson, which is a no-look pass. Mm. And now people are trying to invent
this.
Don't
know where he's going.
When it stops right there with you, nobody did it before you, and now everybody want to do it after you, that's when you are a trendsetter. That's when you are that guy.
And Kelce go wherever he want to go, and they on the same page.
How you come?
You can't, because he's going to find – he's
and then
not,
the Rice kid done developed himself, and then Pacheco coming.
Pacheco.
Come on.
Pacheco run
come
hard.
On. Amen. And then Robert Scanlon done figured out, I just got to put these gloves on and squeeze.
And fall down.
Hey.
And cover it up.
Hey.
Fall down, cover it up. Just secure
know your
the
role,
ball.
Baby. Know your
secure
role,
the
baby.
Ball.
Do it like Keyshawn. Catch it and get out.
Catch it and get out.
Catch it and get out.
So with that said, we're going with the Chiefs.
Hey,
I'm not going against
them.
I'm not going against
them. And I'm taking over. I get a point and a half and 40.
I'm not going against the
Chiefs and the over all week long.
San Fran should have lost the first two playoff games they played.
Green Bay.
I got another defender like you with me. We sitting on the sideline. We up 24-10 in the middle of the third quarter. There's only four possessions left in the game.
Four possessions.
You got to explain to me. Oh, no.
Right, what's happening?
Better yet, don't tell me you finna throw the ball to number eight for the first time we looked at it all game long on fourth down. Man, you ain't in this locker room.
What are you?
Booty holes get tight on fourth down, man. What
you used to say that in the league. Players' assholes don't get tight.
Yeah, they do.
You said the coaches' assholes get tight.
No, players.
You said that.
Players. Number eight, when they called his number, he was like, oh, my God. And then they threw it to him. Did you see him on the sideline talking about the ball should have been right here?
Yeah.
And you know what I looked at? I said, he do realize his teammates are behind him on the bench looking at him do that, right? Mm. And you saw what he had, the crossing route on the next one. What did he do? Drop that one. Boy, when you're looking for excuses in a football game, it's on you.
That ain't a place for excuses.
No.
It's not a place for excuses.
No.
Yeah,
I watched them go to people that don't make these plays.
Yeah.
If you'd have went to St. Brown on third down and he dropped it, I understand.
Right.
Go
right.
to your horse.
They didn't go to him at all.
At all, right.
They didn't go to him. They didn't look
for him. I can't tell you number eight name.
They didn't even look for
him. That's why I'm telling you number eight.
Yeah, you're right.
And then after you do this, and it bounces off your DB's face mask, and they catch it. Now explain this to me. It's 24-17.
Mm-hmm.
You just gave up the scoring opportunity, got scored on in five plays. You're going to put the fast guy in the game and run it at the A-gap.
Right.
You ain't going to toss it out here where he's comfortable in space.
Mm-hmm. Make a
where,
move.
Where he make, boom. Yeah. You know, because when we'll get an alert when 26 in the game. Hey, fast guy in here, man. Wake up.
Yeah.
Somebody got to watch this toss.
Right.
You send him in the A-gap, we go, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Yes.
And then he's in the A-gap spinning.
Yeah. Oh, lights
ball
out.
On the ground.
Lights out, yeah.
Not a game tie.
Mm-hmm.
It makes
Can't
sense.
Script. Can't script.
Gave it away.
Uh-oh.
We good.
Gave it away.
Hey, gave it away.
Gave it away.
After all that good work.
Gave it away.
One in eight, that's how many people have worked at McDonald's and where some have continued their career. Where graduates of McDonald's Career Online High School program are now role models leading the next generation. Where aunties, uncles, cousins, and communities learn skills they can use in every aspect of life.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
One in eight have worked at McDonald's, and where you start stays with you.
So with all the accolades that y'all giving Pat Mahomes in terms of what he having, see, how would you stop him as a defensive player?
You got to start. I'm going to say right now, it starts up front. You got to stop Pacheco first. You got to stop the run.
I say he run harder than freezing meat.
Boy.
That boy run hard.
Like Rashawn Salone, God bless his soul, back in Colorado when he was behind Ron Warren. Oh, my God.
He run hard. You got to stop Pacheco.
Like he run through a brick wall.
And I'm not sure the way this defensive front is playing that they're going to be able to do that.
Not with them two tackles inside.
I'm not sure how they're going to be able to.
I agree with you, brother. Them two tackles inside.
Now it starts there. So if they're able to establish the run, you might as well forget about it, because now Warner and Greenlaw can't do what they need to do.
Yeah. Play downhill.
Because now that frees up Kelsey.
Okay, which one of them? Which one covering Kelsey?
That's what I'm.
Fred Warner can cover Kelsey, dog.
You know what? And I think
not by himself.
If he gets help,
that is.
If he gets
you
help,
you gotta have a plan. I'm inside. You up top, outside.
But if off the ball, Kelsey comes off that ball, he's going to sit and move. He's going to sit and move and during the play. Tough. If I'm a backer, I'm putting Fred Warner on him, man, and I'm going to have somebody that's got his back. But if they run in the ball, you can't let Kelsey run free in a zone.
He going to get his, though. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it doesn't have to be that way.
He's going to get his. Yeah, so y'all don't think this game is going
to be
that way. It doesn't have to be that way.
We're going to shut this down. You got to go somewhere else.
Yeah, don't
you gotta
to go. So,
I'm not having Taylor Swift and the Swifties doing the surf and swag and bang. None of
every
that.
Every time.
I'm shutting that down. You got to go somewhere else.
You
got to go somewhere else to live. No swag, no surf this week.
Respect to all the defensive coordinators. No one's been able to stop them. So I just
because
don't see that
nobody
happen.
Has committed to stopping him. Baltimore put it all on one man last week, and that was, couple weeks ago. For Hamilton.
Yeah.
That's dead wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No one man going to hold me. No one man going to hold you.
Yeah.
You tell me.
You got to relax.
I was asking. I don't know how O-line do this.
Hey, man. We got help. We always got help.
I didn't think y'all wanted the one-on-one, so that's my thing. One man against a superior is tough. That's it's too big a call.
Yeah.
Ed Reed couldn't handle him, and I love Ed Reed.
Facts.
No, that man got a two-way go up, out. No, you're not.
He go where he want to go.
You can't guess it.
He can't guess it. He's guessing it. And that's the problem.
That's the problem.
He could be way over there.
And
Kelsey could be
like
way
this,
over there.
He twitches this way. He knows which way he's going.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what I think. Like you said, the comparison to Magic Johnson, he does stuff that any other QB coach would say, no, that's a bad play. But he's made it normal for him, and it's accepted.
Know who you are.
Know your personnel.
What you get done.
Facts.
If you can't, like when I'm on a golf course, play the game I got, not the one I want.
I want to see them swings that you hit that you don't post, though. Because you be
it's
on
about,
that.
It's about 90-something of them.
Okay.
I post about two of them. It's 90 more. It's 90 more swings.
Hey, wrap it up,
too. Yeah, we good. We good. Yo.
Hey, too.
Listen, man. Hold
you on. Got too much warning. You got to pay him after
this is my
5 minutes.
I've been trying to get him on since season one.
That's greatness. That's greatness.
It's
all love,
I'm not. Nah, I'm not. I'm going to be in there with y'all.
Respect, though.
I'm
listen, stay man.
With
love
I just
y'all.
Saw the wrap up.
Nah, we got it. Love y'all, man. Know y'all got a lot to do. Appreciate y'all going behind the mask with us, fam.
Hey, too.
I'm here, though. I'm here. You know how I do.
Yeah,
you know what it is.
They're behind the man doing good. Look at my dog,
hey,
Glee.
Man.
That look good, boy.
I don't like
that's
that.
That Ole Miss NIL money.
Like
about
that,
Ole Miss shirt. Oh, you're going to break my chain? He didn't want to go to Penn State, too.
Man.
He's a bad guy.
He's Rebels alone. He's my Rebels alone, man. Ole Lane Kiffin over there, they got 11 wins this year.
He was stunting on it.
I was stunting him on the sideline. He was pissed.
He was stunting on us.
He was pissed.
That's right.
Yeah. Took
he
that
was, L. Over, but we got ran over by the Rutgers.
Listen.
You can't even talk.
We had to pay
I came to see y'all in spring, too. Y'all looked like y'all was going to be pretty good.
No, you didn't. When did you see us blocking and tackling?
Back.
No, no, no.
Y'all was in practice, though.
No. When practice. Did you see us blocking and tackling?
I was in practice.
It wasn't nothing. It wasn't no pace you was looking at. Be like, oh, I see what they're getting to. No.
Yeah.
It's orchestrated.
That is true. It was script. They look nice on the field.
The safeties look good in shorts.
Everybody
look good in shorts.
All American.
Everybody look good in shorts.
Facts, facts.
Put the restricted place on there. Let's see. Put that cast on. Let's go.
Yeah,
Lee. Listen, man. Appreciate y'all stopping by, man.
Hey, man.
We'll get Spice down with us next time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every time. Tell my dog Spice I missed him.
Yes, indeed. Much love, y'all.
Behind the Mask.